This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The cameras are on. The microphone's on. The talent is here. This is the DJ V Experience. These unique folks that have come to join me, the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm blessed to have them at my side, sort of figuratively, because they're not really by my side. If I reach out to my right, I have a computer screen. If I reach out to my left, I have a computer screen. If I look in front of me.
Pretty lonely.
Yeah. No, I'm not lonely with you here. So one of the things that I find the enthusiasm, this is a very unique radio program. There's no other program, whether it's a local show or a national show, that has quite the feeling, the texture, if you will, that this one does because of the unique personality. That's what you'd hope in any good radio program, the people you're listening to have a unique personality and a take on things. Otherwise, why would you want to listen to them? They're not interesting. And so you would be both interested, both Victoria and Kamel, all three of you, and the fact that as I looked through some research data yesterday and some information, I went back to last fall, an overview from the listener's perspective as to what they thought about the program and the people on the program. Remember when we did this last fall? Maybe you don't remember it.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So one of the things that comes out is that the people who listen, the people that are primary listeners to this program, are more interested in you and me, to a point, telling our stories than they, and we tell them around what's going on, generally speaking, what's going on in the world. But they want to know, what happened to you yesterday? What was the most important thing that went on in your life yesterday? I can guess, Jennifer, because of the dog. Maybe that was the most important thing. How is that? Did you get to, I gave you Carlson's number. How's the dog doing?
The dog's about the same, just kind of listless. It's my dad's dog.
Jennifer's dad has a nice, neat little dog and now has come down with apparently liver cancer, is that right?
Yeah, the bummer about all of this is not just the outcome or the disease, but the fact that my dad's been having some trouble finding a good vet. He started last week with his vet that he's used before, who they were not able to, they told him that the dog was blind. Which is not the case. Yeah. And so they did some blood work. They weren't able to read the blood work. They put him off until Saturday. Well, the dog started to get worse over the weekend, so my dad had to take him to the emergency vet that was open on the weekend. So then that's vet number two that said, we can't help him. And so then my dad ended up at a vet in West Los Angeles who then started doing ultrasounds and diagnosed him as of the day before yesterday as having liver cancer. And then yesterday my dad called, they were going to see if the dog was a candidate for chemotherapy. And so then yesterday my dad called to see if the dog was a candidate for chemotherapy, and the other vet on duty said, well, we don't know if your dog has cancer or hepatitis. We need to do more tests. So my poor dad has been sent through the, place after place.
The ringer.
Right, through the ringer.
He needs to go to Carlson because Carlson will stop all of that today.
So I think that's kind of the plan, is to get the dog to a doctor that has been recommended to us by both you, Doug, and by Warren Exton, our pet expert. It's just it's too bad that the bedside manner is gone. It seems like the vets just want to run up your tab.
They do. What's happened in that business, the same thing. You see these big national chains everywhere, VCA, Veterinary Corporation of America, and they just want to bill and bill and bill and bill. It's the same with national chains. No matter what the business, it's all about the money. And local vets like Carlson in Los Angeles, who I remember laughingly, I wasn't laughing, he and I became very good friends, and he loved Charlotte. He was wonderful with her, and we used to laugh about him because every time you'd go into the office, you'd see somebody that you knew. He was the vet to the stars, where he's located, right sort of on the Santa Monica, Westwood, Beverly Hills line there, is a place where, you know, it's handy for people who are right there. And his approach is very nonchalant. He doesn't pay, you know, people walk in the office, they see these, wow, look at who's here. And so what? He's taking care of the dogs, not taking care of the people that own them. And he had some great stories, though, about some of the characters and what they expect because they are, quote-unquote, stars. And he told me once that he was talking to this fellow who I will not name, and he said, look, pal, I don't know what your problem is. Your dog has a problem, and that's what I'm here to fix. That's why you brought the dog here. Let me fix the dog's problem. Maybe you need to take your problem someplace else. So, anyway, the bottom line is, though, Jen, he is fabulous. And most cities, I would think in New York, Victoria, where you are, you could find one really good. I know here in Framingham, there used to be a guy who was my neighbor who was a great vet. But to sort of go back to what you were saying, Jennifer, these big companies, and there are two or three of them.
You named one of them that he's been working with.
Yeah, and they're not. The only good experience I ever had with VCA, and their office is pretty much kitty corner across from Carlson's, on the other side of Sepulveda. I brought Charlotte up there when Carlson and I were talking about her hips and what might be a good way for her when she was 13 to ameliorate the pain. And so they've started doing something that I would do as a human being. Take your blood and shake out the platelets and put the platelets back into areas where you have a problem in your body. So I had it done. Charlotte's blood was taken out, and they got the platelets assembled, and then they gave her a shot in both of her ankles and hips and joints. And it was the day before I left to come back home. And the change in her was so dramatic in how she got around, how she felt. It was just really, I mean, it was not cheap, but it was worth every penny of it to have the next year or so much more. She was much better until she had her accident, actually. So that probably may not help you here. Although I think that there are a lot of cancers that could be, we should ask Dr. Ken this later on, cancers that could be treated by it's almost like stem cell therapy. They take your blood and separate the platelets, and that's supposed to be very well. I mean, when you think about what we say about superbeats and what's going on in your blood system, why you need to get the red blood cells through your system, same with dogs, same with any animal, the red blood material is what is supporting the life cycle of your body. And the white blood cells are the immune enhancers and taking care of any disease or anything that may be coming up in your body. It's the protective core. So you have both of those things in the blood, and that's really the heart and soul of it. So we'll keep a good thought. I just crossed my fingers, matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
What's the dog's name? Hold up.
Angie.
Why don't you post a picture of Angie?
I will. She's such a sweet face.
Mm. All right, so that's Jennifer's story from yesterday. All right, with Victoria. What's your story? You got two little mutts that run around. I can't believe yesterday you were talking to Warren. Was that on the air or off the air about these little things like hot dogs that you got running around your apartment?
Well, I have one chihuahua, and and the other one is a chihuahua. He's part chihuahua, he's part chihuahua, part beagle, and part wiener dog. So they call him a chihuahua.
For breakfast.
And, I was telling Warren that we're finally buying new rugs and new curtains and a new couch because Bentley ate all of them. So I've never known a little dog that could do so much destruction. But hopefully he's grown out of that now. So that was my day yesterday.
Yeah, see that? There are two of the three of you spent a lot of time yesterday on your pets. What about you, Kara? You don't have a pet.
No,
she just listened to Jim Croce all afternoon.
Yeah, but just listened to sad songs and sat on my couch without any pets to comfort me.
Aww.
Sad music always makes me cry.
Yep, all day, every day.
All right.
What about you, Dudley? Where are you now? Well, we always have to find out where you are.
I'm on the farm still. Okay. I'll be here. I'm going to go back to L.A. a week from today.
Okay.
For another week or so. Yesterday was a day filled with appointments, with the business appointments and I went to see my physical therapist to get my back adjusted and my my shoulder adjusted. There are people who are actually touched by God. I believe they have healing hands. Like, I hope you all have a chance in your life to run up against a healer, somebody who's either a great acupuncturist, a massage therapist, or somebody who's a physical therapist that can do with their hands what nobody else can do. This woman can do things and has adjusted my back to the point where at least it's tolerable. And the shoulder injury that I had a couple of years ago, she did marvelous things with that. So I look forward to, especially now that I'm working out more seriously and I have a few more aches and pains that go with the changes. Yeah, if you don't exercise completely, there are muscles that you will forget that you've had, or you do have, until you use them, and then you get dizzy. Just wait a minute, I didn't know there was a muscle in there. And it gets, dizzy with the feeling that comes from that muscle reemerging. Finding the muscles that you haven't used for years, that you haven't challenged, so they're just there. And then when you start exercising, you find that they're there. Wow. And so I had a lot of that yesterday, went in to see her. So it was one of those things. And we had some good things going on the farm. I have somebody who's going to go into the store, and I decided that I was going to start selling. I found an ice cream truck that is... something that I'm going to, instead of having a store, I'm going to have an ice cream truck that will be on the farm so the people who come to the farm can have ice cream like they used to. That was one of the big things. And I found a wagon I'm going to use. We're going to have tours of the farm this summer. Cool. So, yeah. Thank you for asking. That's what I did yesterday. How about the rest of you? See, the reason we have these conversations is so you'll reflect. You'll hear in our energy what we did, and you had a day that may have been normal or may not have been, but a reflection sometimes earlier in the day about yesterday. And if it was good, then you hope for another day just like it. And if it wasn't, you work on making the day better than yesterday's day was. I'm always interested in your reflecting on the same questions that we're reflecting on. That's part of my job here, get you to think. It's 19 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south.
Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch.
When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee.
Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
We use use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. You got that good soul in my feet. I feel that
Justin Timberlake, 23 and change past the hour. It's Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keeley and Justin Timberlake, who has announced he's going to perform at the Formula One U.S. Grand Prix in Texas for, it's October the 21st. It's interesting how quickly, or not quickly, not a better word, how far in advance many of these performances have to be scheduled, because these people set out their touring dates and television appearances and stuff. Their agents work on a year or so in advance. So that's, and this is not a lot of time. This hit that you're listening to, Can't Stop the Feeling, is his latest. And is he a racer too? Do we know that about him? Does he like to?
I feel like, Jen, would you? I don't know. I've never seen it, but maybe.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at the, you know, certain celebrities who love racing cars.
To do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Last year's Grand Prix performer was Taylor Swift. And she did what you would expect, a lot of her hits. And so Justin probably do the same thing. He won't take the stage in Austin until Saturday the 21st. Tickets on sale for 3 days starting tomorrow at the COTA website. Last year, racer Lewis Hamilton won the Grand Prix at the time of an hour and 38 minutes. I'm guessing that's fast.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't claim any knowledge about the Grand Prix.
Is this relatively new in Austin? Because before Taylor Swift last year, I'd never heard of celebrities performing at the Grand Prix.
I think there were some country acts who did this.
Yeah, that would be normal. That would sort of
Fit. So I think Taylor Swift, I mean, this is a 100,000 people crowd.
Right.
I mean, this
it's
is
a big crowd.
It's massive. So you need to have somebody of that caliber. Maybe Luke Bryan has done this. I feel like maybe Carrie Underwood, you know, really big names have to do this type of show.
Yeah. They have to pay the performers a couple million bucks to.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Like that. So another Timberlake news. He hasn't been talking much about his next album, but he posted a photo with his frequent collaborators, Timberland and Pharrell Williams, on Instagram. And it said there, it sounds more like Where I've Come From than any other music I've ever made. That's what he talked about, this the Southern Music Association. That's it. He likes Southern music. Would you say this is...
He's from Tennessee, isn't he?
He's from Memphis. Yeah,
but does that... I don't hear that in this song. Do you hear that?
No, this is an older song where he first broke away from NSYNC.
Yeah.
Sort of, so this was his transitional thing, and his last album had a little more soul and R&B in it. So if he's going more in that direction, that's even better.
Speaking of R&B, John Legend, you've heard me talking about him a lot since I saw La La Land. I thought he was an important talent there. A story floating around about what he did in London yesterday in a train station. There was somehow or other a piano, and he put together an impromptu performance at one of the train stations. And apparently he was traveling from Paris into this station in London, and he hinted to fans that he might have something up his sleeve there. He got into London on the Eurostar, and he asked if they would have a piano there for him. That was on his tweet account. And so he sat at the piano, was sectioned off, and began to play in the crowds, as you can imagine, would flock. What I find interesting, if you've ever been in the Tube in London, they're very tight.
Yeah.
You see pictures in movies and stuff. There's not a lot of room. You get down, you go down into the bowels of these train stations, and man, if you're claustrophobic, you better not go on.
Good luck. Yeah.
Exactly.
It feels so, like catacombs.
Where they put the piano. This is an interesting way to perform. It's clever. Way to get some attention. He was there for 15 minutes, and he waved to fans, and then security came and ushered him out. But that's good. Cleverness counts. You know, Mom used to say cleanliness counts. Well, cleverness counts, and I think he's pretty clever. John Legend, here at 28 after the hour.
Straw Man. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The idea of straw man is an error in logic that occurs when a person attacks a part of an argument that is different from and or weaker than their opponent's best argument. Just as a fighter might go for the weak spot of an opponent, people who argue with one another usually look for the same type of weak spot and then attack it. The problem with that when it comes to logic is just that, well, doing that is not logical at all. We see people in debates do this a lot. They create a false argument of their opponent and then refute that argument. It's like throwing an actual straw man on the floor and then burning it up, all the while saying that your opponent made it, when actually your opponent didn't make it in the first place. Still, debaters use the straw man argument because they know that people tend to believe anything that's repeated a lot. For more awareness about the world, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes, and money could be in your account in as little as one business day. So if you need a small or a substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4343 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 4343. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pillen. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On this Thursday, I'm Doug Steffen
with Victoria Keelan,
Jennifer Horn, and our call-in line. You ladies called this line this week to get the answer to the question?
Yeah. I have not called yet, no.
Well, you got awful quiet there for a minute.
I have to 800. It was a delayed reaction.
282-2333. So this is what you do. Once a week, call that number. We have a special question of the week. This week, it's are you tired of and fed up with the turmoil in government?
Yes.
800-282-2333. So did you call the line and press 1 for yes?
I did.
You did. Did you do that?
Sometimes
Victoria?
I miss you when we're not on the air together, so of course I had to call.
Oh, okay.
I have not done that yet, but I will do that today.
800. Kara, did you do it yet?
I did. I did it on Monday.
800-282-2333. And so after you answer the question, just for fun, there are some special offers there that will help you out in a number of different ways aimed at helping you out. At any rate, so check it out, 800-282-2333. The DJV Experience, focusing on the art of guidance. So what makes us more capable or qualified to suggest things to you than you on your own? I don't know that we're more qualified. I think that sometimes there are things that you don't think about, as there are things that we don't think about. That's why we're a good team, because Jennifer might think of something that Victoria might not. Victoria might think of something that I might not. I might think of something that Kara might not. So we all complement one another, and that's the best way, whether it's at home or at work. I am approached by people who are bringing a certain amount of feng shui to my house. That is, adjusting things, having the furniture around a door be inviting. There's a certain element. I don't know if you're familiar. Everybody familiar with feng shui?
And what it is as a concept? My whole apartment is all feng shui'd.
Did you have somebody come do it?
I've read a lot of books about it, and I do have a friend who is an interior designer who also specializes in that, so she kind of, after I did everything, she came through and made a few little adjustments.
Isn't it all about balance, Victoria, basically? If I were equated to the path between the doorways, it's...
Well, you want to balance the energy, for sure.
Yeah,
so
right.
There are certain things, like, you know, you can fix little corner problems with a wind chime or mirrors in the right places. I mean, mirrors are actually really good or really bad. Mirrors are something I learned through feng shui.
I like mirrors.
Certain positions of mirrors can be really bad.
Yeah.
Also, you never want to have, when you walk into the room, you don't ever want to have the back of a couch or the back of furniture facing the door. That's also really bad. It's all about the energy flow. It's called qi. And so the way the energy flows around the room, you can change that and manipulate it by positioning furniture.
And the clutter that you may or may not have around,
clutter's
trying to
bad.
Clean that. I had a lot of clutter at the other house. Got rid of dumpster after dumpster.
It's hard when you've been places for years and years and years.
Oh, yeah.
Things
right.
get cluttered up.
Yep.
Even
and
things
so,
like dead flowers are also really bad qi. So
yeah.
As soon as your flowers die, get rid of them.
I have a flower here in my studio.
Thank you, Doug.
For a year. We have three flowers in the studio with three of you. But I have a flower that actually Meredith got for me last year about this time, and it was supposed to bring energy, good energy, into the studio. And so when I go away for a long period of time...
Did that fail?
What do you mean?
It was a joke.
No, it was a bad joke.
How dare you?
Wait, so you have a dead flower that's been sitting there for a year?
I have a plant that doesn't flower anymore, but it has so much life in it. Now, I'll be gone for 3 weeks at a time, and I come back and I throw a couple of glasses of water on this thing, and it, poof, comes back to life. I'm just looking at it now, sort of chuckling, because when I came in the other day, after I'd been gone, it was all drooped over, poured a couple of glasses of water on it, boom, comes right back to life.
Huh.
Right back.
What kind of plant is it?
I don't know, and I'm sure I'll hear now that you've asked the question, because I don't remember what kind of it's a green plant. How's that?
Oh, boy. Aren't they all?
Well, sometimes, depending on how green your thumb is. But by the way, that's another thing. Flowers and living things in your home are also helpful for energy flow. It's good to have... I mean, there's all kinds of metaphors for how to make your home feel like a home, a house feeling like a home. If you neglect space, you throw a lot of things into a corner... It doesn't. I think it somehow affects your relationships in that.
Oh,
house.
For sure.
You
Absolutely.
Have to make room for them. Sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
You have to activate your love corner.
Ah.
There, because there's
let's
in
talk
quadrants.
More about that. Look at that.
Well, yeah. So you have to find out on the feng shui map where your love corner is, and then you activate that with the color pink or red or two of anything. So representing couples.
Mm-hmm.
We have two little ceramic lovebirds that were a gift when we got engaged. So we have that in our little
That's
love
sweet.
Corner.
So how's Lewis with all that feminine stuff?
Feng shui is not feminine.
Well,
I know guys who have...
Things,
oh, no, these aren't pink. These are green.
Oh.
But pink and red are the colors that are associated with that love corner. So, like, if you want something that's pink and you have two of them, that would be ideal. But it doesn't have to be those colors. No, our place is sort of, like, modern and... we're sort of minimalist. So we both have similar tastes in that sense.
Huh. You wouldn't make it in my place. There's nothing minimum above.
I was going to say, yeah. Does that mean that you don't like glitter and speckles?
I want to get rid of the litter, but I just have a lot of stuff. And I don't part easily with things. Can you imagine how apoplectic I was?
Because you're a Scorpio.
Four dumpsters full of stuff. I moved from the other house, which was, by the way, a year ago. What is it, tomorrow? A year ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And imagine that. I've been in this new place for a year. Does it seem like a year?
No.
Unbelievable. Speaking of things that are unbelievable, a couple of people in the news. Jennifer will be excited because we have some focus on both Matt Damon and George Clooney. What do you want first?
George Clooney, please.
All right, so why don't we do this? Let's let you do the story on George Clooney, and then Victoria will do Matt Damon, because they're both people. I think they have equal stature. Do you agree with that? They both work together a lot, but they have, I would say, in the entertainment community, wouldn't you say George Clooney and Matt Damon are of equal stature?
I think they're both A-listers. I would say that George Clooney probably has more of that old-time Hollywood kind of deal, don't you think?
I would put Clooney just maybe half a notch above Matt Damon.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the story, Jennifer, with Clooney?
Well, George Clooney reveals that he's got two baby names that Amal, his wife, actually nixed. He's kind of known to be a jokester, a prankster, and he opened up about expecting twins with his wife, Amal, which is just such an outrage. About what two baby names...
Jennifer would rather it be with her.
She shot down during CinemaCon in Las Vegas. He said, quote, "My wife says I can't name them Casa and Amigos. That's one thing I'm not allowed to do." Now, the reason for that joke is that Clooney owns a tequila company with Cindy Crawford's husband, Randy Gerber, called Casamigos. And so he thought it would be funny to have twins named Casa and Amigos. They vacation together with Cindy and Randy quite often. George also said that Amal is doing great. She's amazing. I'm sure she's probably only gained 4 pounds and, mm-hmm. Doing nothing disgusting that other pregnant
Isn't
women
it,
do.
You know, these people, his wife looks like a pencil. She hasn't had a good hamburger or a good meal. I don't see what people find attractive in that, but that's just me. Anyway, the idea of her only gaining 4 pounds, you're having a baby, for God's sake.
Okay, I'm making that
it.
Up. Okay, I'm just saying I'm sure she's having the perfect to the letter pregnancy.
Yeah. She doesn't look very pregnant. She was just in London testifying. You know, she's a human rights attorney, and she was doing something on human rights, and she looks amazing.
Someone needs to give her a
what
memo.
What does it mean,
she's
amazing?
Twins.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second. What does that mean, she looks amazing? To me, she looks emaciated and sick.
Not anymore. She's like 7 months pregnant, but now she just looks like a normal person. She started out so thin that now to carrying twins made her look like healthy and normal.
All right, so Victoria, what's the Matt Damon story that we have?
Well, you know, Ben Affleck, of course, is out of rehab now. And,
you see
Matt
the pictures of him and Jennifer Garner over the weekend coming out of church, the two of them looking at each other.
Yeah, they don't want to get divorced.
Are they sweet?
He's obviously just drinking and gambling too much for her taste.
Yeah. Sweet. Anyway, go ahead.
So Matt Damon was asked about how Ben is doing post-rehab, and he said that Matt is fantastic after completing his treatment for alcohol addiction. And he said that Ben is actually at home with the kids right now. They have two girls and one boy, and he's staying at the Los Angeles home that he used to share with Jennifer, but I guess he also still lives on the property, so he's not in the main house, but I guess he lives in the guest house.
They live up on the cliff in Pacific Palisades, and the main house is close to the road, but then you can see when you're driving by it that there's a sort of bungalow out back.
Well, I guess that's his crash pad.
What did you say, Jennifer?
How do you know that?
Because they know where the house is.
How do you get the insight?
He has the map of the stars.
Now, I happen to have a friend who has a place kitty corner across from their house.
Such a hobnobber.
And, I haven't been invited to come in the house. I just knew where it was. That's all.
He hasn't been invited. He just walked around the back when nobody was there.
Right. Well, so Matt says that Ben is with the kids now. Couldn't be happier. Jen's working for a couple weeks in Atlanta, so he's Mr. Momming it right now, and that's where he wants to be. So I guess they seem to be doing okay. Another report said earlier this month that they weren't getting back together, but it seems maybe they are.
Yeah, I think they want to. That's a good,
I think she wants to make it work.
And also what people want is to know that Damon and Affleck are still friends. Something about the public likes to see
We like the bromance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And they are. They're very close. They do lots of projects together, and they spend a lot of time together as friends. I said to you yesterday that Wahlberg is in Framingham. If you didn't hear me telling that story, there are a couple of location shots for this new movie they're doing. What's the movie called? The second of something? Or
Daddy's Home.
Daddy's
part
Home.
Part 2, right?
Part 2, yeah. So they're shooting it here in Framingham, as down the street about a mile and a half from me is an old vacant shopping center that they're using somehow or other. And then you drive down the street a little bit into a more residential area, and these trucks are parked all over the place because they're going to use a house down there as part of the backdrop for the movie as well. So
how far is Framingham from where Mark Wahlberg grew up?
About 24-25 miles.
Okay.
He would be
He obviously is someone scouting those locations then.
Right. He knows his way around out here. And he seems to, he did part of Ted here. When that was done, that Ted 2 was also done here. So there's something or somebody in Framingham that he knows and likes because a lot of the shots are being done in more or less the same neighborhood as was the case with Ted 2. So it's kind of nice. All the people, local people, everybody wants to get a picture of him. They stand around. Of course, you can't get through the traffic because it's a sort of narrow road anyway. It's just funny to see how people react to celebrity. It really is.
In New York City, where I am, I mean, there's no movies being filmed all the time, and New Yorkers just get so annoyed.
Yeah, you're in my way. Get out of the way.
Yeah, I don't care who's there. I'm late for work. Get out of my way.
All right, I'm going to fix a problem that you may have that annoys you, and that is waking up to sort of an uncomfortableness. I don't want you to think this is gross, because it's not aimed at being gross, but we all have had during our lives at times when we sweat when we're in bed. Sometimes it's for good reason, and sometimes it's not.
I was wondering if you were going to address that.
Yeah,
sometimes for fun.
If you don't feel well, you can sweat, and if you're having a good time, sometimes you sweat. But the point I'm trying to make here is fixing that problem is not easy if you don't have good sheets, because if you don't have sheets that breathe, then the sort of sweaty feeling feeling stays with you, and when you wake up, and I say this again not to be gross, but sometimes you wake up and you're in that sweat and you think, oh, did I sleep in that? And that's because you got cheap sheets that don't breathe. So fix that problem with Parachute sheets. Parachute 60 night trial. Have you heard about this? You sleep for 2 months in these sheets, you don't like them, you send them back. That's unheard of anyplace else. These people have been traveling a lot. I was talking to the folks, the principals of the company yesterday, and they have been in Europe, and they've been looking in Egypt for the cotton that they use, and they went to India to see if they could find another source of cotton because they're using a lot because they're becoming so popular. And you'll find out why they're popular by ordering the sheets from parachutehome.com/DJV. Take our advice. Get a good night's rest. Sweet sheets. Pillowcases, the whole deal. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Hi, I'm millennial mom and lifestyle expert Lee Morsas, and today I'm going to share some of my favorite products to help moms everywhere. As a mom, I need to keep track of everyone's schedule and need a reliable way to stay on top of my day. Since I'm constantly relying on my smartphone to do everything, I don't want to spend a ton on my wireless plan. I want dependable service without breaking the bank, which is why I love Total Wireless. They have unlimited talk and text plus 5 gigs of 4G LTE data starting at just $35 a month, all on America's largest and most dependable network. One thing that all moms know is that finding me time is nearly impossible, which is why I love this Aveeno Positively Radiant 60-Second In-Shower Facial. It's a quick facial you can do in the shower 1 to 2 times a week to give dull, tired-looking skin a boost. The new formula has soy extract to help even skin tone and texture, and lemon extract to brighten the look of the skin. It works with the steam of the shower to deeply but gently exfoliate dirt, oil, and dead skin. For more information, go to Aveeno.com or Total Wireless.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now, give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is that on cable? We have the,
yes, it is.
That's not fair. What you just did to me is not fair. I'm a professional, and I concentrate on what's going on in the air. I've been doing this for a long time. But when you throw something like that at me, just as I'm opening my mouth to go back on the air to do the Tech Talk segment, Victoria and Kara were talking about this show, Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor... The town, the family's name is Schitt.
Uh-huh.
They can say it because of the way it's spelled.
Right, S-C-H-I-T-T. Right.
And the guy who's the mayor is Roland Schitt.
Roland Schitt. Yep. And he's played by Chris Elliott. If you guys haven't seen this show, this is absolutely the funniest thing that's on television, bar none. It is, oh my God, it's like a little bit of Green Acres in a modern setting. It's amazing.
But the fact that they... can, because of the play on words, obviously,
right,
and get away with it. Okay, that's why I was struggling, folks. I wanted you to know. Truth be told, and I always am interested in the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And that was the story. All right, let's get into our tech conversation here. Amazon in the news and Samsung in a moment. Victoria will have the report first, though, a reminder For those of you who are in the mood or in the mode of hiring new employees, a single employee or a couple of employees or a number of employees or lots of employees, if you need good candidates to fill your jobs on your site at your business, then you need to post your job site. I'm sorry, you need to post your job opportunity to one site. You don't have to go to all these individual places. No, you go to ZipRecruiter.com to post your job. ZipRecruiter.com, one word, and you will find candidates galore, good ones. They'll help you with the interface too. That's what's great about them. They take care of the emails, the calls. You can work on them, and they will work on the candidates, rate them, and tell you what they think would be the best fit for you after they find out all about you. So ZipRecruiter.com, used by everybody these days. Don't count yourself out. Count yourself in. ZipRecruiter, use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use their facilities free. It's a change in the atmosphere when it comes to hiring, and that's what's so cool about ZipRecruiter. Use it free. Thank you, thank you, thank you. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Amazon's going to start collecting state sales taxes. I thought there was a big thing, and has been for years, about no taxes on the Internet.
Yep, that's true, and Amazon has been the biggest champion of remaining in that tax-free world, but no more. So starting Saturday, Delaware, Montana, New Hampshire, and Oregon are going to start. If you are shopping from those states or shipping to those states, you will have to pay state income tax. Alaska has no sales tax. Not income tax, I mean sales tax. So Alaska has no sales tax, so that will remain the same. But they do have municipal sales tax, so I guess Amazon has to break that down now for people shopping from Alaska. So typically the online retailers only collect sales tax in states where they have a physical presence, where they actually have a brick and mortar store. But because Amazon is so they have those lockers. Have you seen those lockers yet, Doug?
No.
And they're in grocery stores, and sometimes they're in gas stations now.
You know, it's interesting, Victoria. I've been buying more stuff online lately. I just bought a couple of pieces of exercise equipment. I bought some vitamins. I paid much more attention. Meredith signed me up for a Groupon, mm-hmm. and I'm starting to get this stuff, and I'm looking at some of these things. I actually find them quite practical.
Yeah.
But they're, and you go to Amazon and get stuff, shipping, yeah. And you know, I'm finding boxes all over the place. But if they're, you know, I guess the one side of it is if there's taxes to be paid, we pay them when we go to the store. So I suppose the other side
right.
of it is why shouldn't you pay them?
Well, and that's actually it. I mean, the loophole that they finally have closed here now with the online no sales tax thing, it actually cost states $17.2 billion in lost sales tax last year. So this is something that Congress... yeah, but this is something that Congress has been trying to close the loophole on,
yeah.
And a lot of brick and mortar retailers who are already battling against Amazon online.
Unfair advantage.
It's unfair for them too. So
right.
yeah.
Yeah. All right. So get ready to pay taxes on the stuff you buy online, especially if it's Amazon. All right. There's the word. You've heard. You've played the void, Victoria.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.